The Enduring Body, a guide to gentle strength. Lift light. Not so light that you can lift more, but not so heavy that you are forced to stop. Most fitness advice begins in the wrong place. It assumes you're already dreaming of six-pack abs or chasing numbers on a barbell. But real strength starts somewhere much quieter, with your attention, your breath, and your body simply moving through space. Getting stronger does not require grunting through painful workouts or collapsing from exhaustion. It's more like dancing than suffering. This approach begins with something beautifully simple. A slow jog and a pair of light dumbbells. You've probably heard of Couch to 5K, that gentle program that takes complete beginners from sitting on the sofa to jogging for 30 minutes straight. This method starts the same way, with one important twist. You carry light dumbbells or wear wrist weights as you walk and jog. Why does this small change matter so much? Because the only real difference between jogging and bodybuilding is the weights you carry. When you jog, you're moving your lower body through space. When you hold light weights, you're also working your upper body and giving more stress to your lower half. Together, they create something magical. Your body learns to work as a complete system, building endurance, strength, and balance all at once. You don't need to go fast or far, not at all. You just need to keep going. And when you can walk or jog for 30 minutes straight while holding 3-pound dumbbells, you've already accomplished something most gym-goers haven't. You've trained your entire body to work together for an extended time. That is truly a great achievement. Eventually, you'll crave more challenge. But that does not mean lifting heavier weights and resting longer between sets. Oh no. You have to learn to lift smarter by cycling through simple standing exercises. Picture yourself moving fluidly between dumbbell lateral raises for your shoulders, standing curls for your arms, and overhead shoulder presses that engage your entire upper body. The beauty lies in the continuous movement. While one muscle group works, the others rest, allowing you to keep going without stopping. This creates a gentle rhythm that builds both strength and endurance simultaneously. Here's the golden rule that guides everything. Choose weights that aren't so light that you could easily lift more, but not so heavy that you're forced to stop. Progress does not come through not being able to lift more, but through rhythm that puts you in a trance, consistency, and long workouts that send the correct message to your body. Music transforms from background noise into a powerful training tool. When you sync your movements to a steady beat, several wonderful things happen. Your pace becomes naturally consistent. You slip into that magical flow state where time seems to disappear. Fatigue feels less overwhelming, and your mind learns to focus gently, like taking a long, deep breath. Start with slower music when you're using heavier weights. Think country, folk, or mellow pop. As you grow stronger and lighter on your feet, you can naturally increase the tempo with trance, techno, or anything around 160 beats per minute. You're not chasing speed. You're letting it emerge naturally as your strength and body allows. Don't push. Wait for your body to adapt. If jogging isn't your path, you can still build remarkable endurance using a simple clip-on interval timer. This small device becomes your gentle coach, vibrating at set intervals to guide your work and rest periods. Begin with short bursts of lifting, followed by longer rests, perhaps 30 seconds of movement, then 60 seconds of recovery. Over days and weeks, you gradually shorten those rest periods. Eventually, the rest disappears entirely as your body adapts, and you find yourself moving, breathing, and lifting for a full hour, pretty much without stopping. You've transformed resistance training into endurance art. You've probably encountered HIIT workouts, bodybuilding splits, and cardio burn routines, each promising dramatic results. But they all share a common assumption that progress must be forced through pain and exhaustion. This approach offers something different. Instead of forcing your body to change, you're inviting it to grow. Inviting it to adapt. Rather than chasing exhaustion, you're building endurance. Instead of obsessing over your reflection, you're becoming someone who feels genuinely stronger each week, both physically and mentally. And the shape of your body will follow. You will be burning a lot more calories than you can imagine. Hey, listen, our ancestors didn't survive because they were the strongest creatures on Earth. They thrived because they could travel the farthest. As persistence hunters, they didn't rely on speed or brute force. They simply outlasted their prey. That remarkable capacity for endurance still lives within us. When we let our endurance fade, I think we lose something essential. Not just our physical health, but something deeper in our spirit. This gentle method of combining light weights with continuous movement safely rebuilds both strength and endurance for life. It protects your joints. It strengthens your mind. It never pushes you to failure. And consistently leaves you better tomorrow than you are today. You see results almost every week. No joke. This is a journey that you can follow for many, many decades. It requires no gym membership, just dumbbells, your favorite music, and time. You don't need to compete with anyone or break yourself down. You only need to begin. Health remains one of the most important things you'll ever tend to. And this is how you do it. Not by lifting the heaviest weights possible, which is both dangerous and way too short to make a difference, but by lifting consistently over long periods of time. Not by chasing pain, but by dancing your way into strength.